In Canada, Indigenous groups have had a difficult week of reliving and grieving a dark past. Today is the last day of Pope Francis's visit to several parts of Canada. He's apologizing for the Catholic Church's role in what were called residential schools. In the 19th and 20th centuries, more than 150,000 First Nations children were forced to attend. They were abused, they were denied access to their cultures and languages, and they were taught Christianity. Many died. Here is Pope Francis speaking through an interpreter.
With shame and unambiguously, I humbly beg forgiveness for the evil committed by so many Christians against the Indigenous peoples.
Chief Roseanne Archibald has been processing the apology. She heads Canada's first National Assembly of First Nations. Chief Archibald, it's an honor to have you back.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Scott.
You joined others to greet the Pope when he landed in Canada, but I've read that your own flight to Alberta to meet him was difficult. What were you feeling?
I was thinking about my mom, actually. She attended St. Anne's, a Catholic institute. I call them institutes of assimilation and genocide. No school I ever attended had children buried in unmarked graves. Hmm. And I was thinking about her and her experience, particularly she was forced to send three of her children, three of my older siblings, to the same institute that she was abused at. And my sister, Euphemia Alexandra, died there. I just had to stop myself from really crying loudly on the plane, thinking about my mom. You know, Dr. Pam Toulouse, who's an Anishinaabe Kwe scholar, said that 100% of First Nations people suffer from intergenerational trauma. 100%.
100%.
And I'm one of those. You know, I was the first in my family to not attend one of the institutions. Yet I'm very much affected by it.
So what did it mean to hear the Pope's apology?
It was disappointing to not have the Pope say the words, on behalf of the Catholic Church and for the role of the Catholic Church, because that's what Truth and Reconciliation Call to Action number 58 says, is that he will come to Turtle Island, also known as Canada, and offer an apology for the role of the Church in the destruction of our families, of our cultures, our languages. And so he fell short in that regard. But at the same time, that apology was accepted by many survivors because it meant a lot to hear the head of the Catholic Church say, "I am deeply sorry," and to reference the evil. And others just cannot accept it because it's really not a full apology of what the Pope needs to apologize for.
I understand you asked the Pope to do several things when you met him at the airport. How did he respond, either with his words or his actions?
He just nodded his head. He didn't confirm that he would revoke the doctrine of discovery, which is what I had asked.
Oh, and sorry, what is that, the doctrine of discovery?
The doctrine of discovery is the 1493 papal bull that actually said that all of the Indigenous peoples in North America particularly could be subjugated and needed to be converted, that their cultures and us as a people, I should say, because it's about us, that none of that was relevant and none of that was valuable. And so it really set the tone for the whole invasion of the Americas. It was the undertow of this that really devalued Indigenous people in the Americas. And it actually has one section in there about terra nullius, which means that the land is empty, as though we were zero, as though we didn't exist. And so that kind of genocide that has happened in North America, including the U.S., is the result of that papal bull, which totally seeks to annihilate us and create this attitude that we are unworthy of being treated as human beings.
In the course of this week, did that come up at all? Did the Pope mention the doctrine of discovery at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
And the Native groups aren't just asking for the revocation of this doctrine.
That's right. We still don't know the names of all the children who died in these institutions. And the Church has those records. And we've been asking for them to release those records to us so that we can properly name and have ceremony for these little ones that died. Some of them were really young. Like my sister was 5 years old when she died in that institution. I mean, these were babies. And the fact that they're not releasing those documents is really troublesome. We also have asked for reparations, you know, and there are a number of other issues such as, you know, they have a lot of our sacred items at the Vatican. Mm. We need those returned to our community. So the church has a lot of actions that it needs to undertake in order for us to really be on this healing path forward with them in order to have truth and reconciliation. Truth being the most important part of that. You know, we have to be able to talk about the truth of these institutions, that they were institutions of assimilation and genocide, and that thousands of our children died there. And the Pope has not even acknowledged that in any of his speeches.
And finally, Chief Archibald, I wonder if, is there a conversation or debate? Are there some persons who say, you know, this is a beginning, you know, perhaps an inadequate beginning, but it is a beginning?
Absolutely. It's varied wherever you go. There are some people, like, for example, I was thinking again about my mom, and my mom was a really loving person. She just kind of exuded love from all of the pores of her being. And I thought, you know, if she were here listening, she would want to forgive the Pope. She would want to be released from that. She would want to move ahead with love. But there are also people who say, this is just the beginning. It's certainly not enough. There's more work to do. And there's a great disappointment in the Catholic Church. So we do have very, you know, anywhere from I reject the apology to I accept the apology, everything in between. There isn't one unified voice on this.
Chief Roseanne Archibald is Chief of Canada's Assembly of First Nations. Chief Archibald, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Scott. Take care.